Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, now on to the Rabbitohs. Look, they lose Nichols. They lose Cody Nikorima. They gained Saluka Fifita and Richard Kenner. Captains Cam Murray, Latrell Mitchell, Cody Walker. Obviously, Cam Murray was the main captain. This year for them, what an amazing finish to the year. You saw Tom Trbojevic last year of what he brought to the table in regards to, you know, Manly being no hope to all of a sudden being premiership threats. Latrell Mitchell just proved that this year for the Rabbitohs, that like without him at fullback, they are, you know, they probably would have struggled a bit. It's their fifth prelim in a row, fourth loss in that time, eighth prelim in 11 years. Demetrio, we all agree, broke the Bennett curse. How did you see the Rabbitohs season?
Yeah, it's one of the great turnarounds from what they were to do with the Trell coming back. And I think we all know how much of a freak the Trell Mitchell is, but he went to just a new level this year to do it week in, week out, and pretty well on his own shoulders. He carried a side not only to the finals, but to a preliminary final. Because there were every argument that with their run home, where they were sitting on the table mid-season, they weren't even going to make the eight.
So there
were some great performances from individuals this season, but South Sydney's season for me will always be remembered for just Latrell Mitchell and what he did. And it's exciting going into the future with you, Latrell. How old's Latrell?
24, I think.
24.
25, sorry, 25.
25. Like, that's terrifying because his game is improving every time he plays. And I just think he's trying a lot of games together in the back end of this season, a full preseason next year. If he can just stay fit, like, we could have something really, really special next year with that bloke.
Yeah, I hope he comes back in real fit, Nick. I hope like, if he comes back really fit, like, ready to go, we could see one of the all-time seasons.
Yeah.
We really, really could. And the good thing is he goes into this off-season relatively injury-free, to my understanding. No surgeries needed, none of that. Let him have his rest or whatever. Get him in a preseason. Get him super fit. Maybe work on a few things positionally, fullback-wise.
That's the scary thing. There are areas that he needs clear improvement in.
Yeah,
yet he's still one of the best footballers in the game.
One of the best footballers. I mean, in my opinion, he's one of the best footballers I've seen play. Mm. Like, if you go watch the highlight reel and, you know, him at his best, like, is he... You know, has he been super consistent as in like 8 out of 10 every week? No, some weeks he can be a little bit quiet. But again, I agree with you. I think this year he really showed that he's gone from a young guy that will step into games when he wants to the back end of the year, he was everything for the Rabbitohs. And it was every single week. It took, in my opinion, a massive shot from Leota to really quieten him down in that last game. Outside of the last game and maybe one game against the Roosters where they did a job on him, it wasn't really Latrell's, you know, fault, he was probably the best player on the field nearly every week, which is amazing. What do you think about the Rabbitohs season, Guru?
Yeah, I mean, we've spoken about it a lot this year, obviously. Dimitri, I think it's incredible what he's done. I think we could talk about it all day and still not probably appreciate it completely, what he's done. The other one that you didn't mention on their gains, which I don't know what, when he arrived, but Isaac Thompson as well.
Mm.
Like, he's going to be a really good guy to have next season. Reasons. Like, I sort of look at their team and I look back, and me and Matty spoke about it a few weeks ago. You look back at that grand final last year, like, they had Paulo and AJ on their wings. I mean, you have a look at this Panther side that's won the last two comps and how many metres they get out of their back three. Like, how on earth does South Sydney manage to compete with those sort of sides? Yeah, then you bring a guy like Thompson who he can be a 160-metre average guy every single week. Oh, I think he's going to be massive for them. And obviously you've got young Ilias. I thought he was fantastic this year. I thought he was great for them. It wasn't all smooth sailing. He had to learn a couple of hard lessons and whatnot, and he got, you know, kicked in the dick a couple of times and just came back even better. So I'm very keen to see how he goes next year. You know, we've seen a lot of really good halfbacks over the years come in and have great seasons and struggle in their second season. It's just the reality of it. So I'm keen to see how South Sydney handle that. I think it's a lot easier when you've got an experienced nine, an experienced six, and, you know, whilst he's a young fullback, a very experienced fullback as well. So I'm hoping Ilias can really kick on this year.
Ilias is going to be really interesting. Like, we could have seen the birth of, you know, one of the next gun sevens that are coming through, because his season, you know, we've spoken about it, but the ups, the downs, to stay calm, to stay composed, even when he had games where they were just sending traffic at him all week, the next week he'd turn up. Another guy I want to give a massive shout-out to, I thought Keon Kalamatangi, I thought his year was outstanding. Another guy that went from a young fella that had a great game here, solid game there, great game here, solid game there, to just a weapon every game. Every game he's a point of interest, a point of contact for the Rabbitohs to go to. You know, he was outstanding. Harmay Selle towards the end of the year, I think he's really going to fill the void of Nichols that's going to be missed. You know, there's a lot to be excited for with the Rabbitohs, and it's really the first time ever a club post-Wayne, you can say, oh no, they can still pull it all together and win a premiership in the next few years. Because they've got, like, Jai Arrow, I thought was outstanding as well this season. You got Tom Burgess, it's his last year of contract, so he's probably going to have a great year because he's off contract. Campbell Graham was outstanding, especially in the final series. There's a lot to like in this Rabbitohs side. I thought this year, like, it really showed the character of the Rabbitohs. You know what I mean? I think it's very easy to look at that Rabbitohs side and go, oh, look at Cody Walker with all that natural ability, and look at that Latrell Mitchell with all that natural ability, and we kind of offload their achievements to, oh, they're just these natural footy players. I think this year you got to see the character of the guys, because things didn't go Cody's Walker's way this year. Things didn't go Latrell's way this year, and yet they got to a prelim and fought all the way till the end. Now, you know, the last game, I think the grand final win by Penrith puts into context that Rabbitohs game now, where you go, hang on a sec, the Rabbitohs had them 12-0 down.
Mm.
And so I thought it was a real good showing of character for a club and really good signs going forward.
I think my criticism going forward for them is just depth on the roster. I really do have concerns, and we saw it at stages this year that, like, if Latrell Mitchell goes down, or if either of the halves go down, I don't think they have a lot of options. Like, in pretty all across the board. So they're 17, their best 17 to run out in round one next year, can compete with anyone in the competition and beat them on their day. But injuries are inevitable, and they got fortunate enough this season in that once Latrell got back and they started winning all those games of footy, he stayed fit. Cody Walker, Ilias, Damien Cook, all fit through the whole thing. Cam Murray had a good run aside for the couple of concussions, but if they lose even one of these players next year, I don't know that they have the quality to come in and replace them. And it's across the entire forward pack as well. So if things do go a little bit hazy around the injury department, I worry how deep they can go next year.
I will say, and I agree with you, you could look at that and see depth compared to some of the top tier teams isn't as strong. I will say, in the Rabbitohs' defence, they did show this year how good they are developing players. Mm. Like, Isaiah Tass came as essentially a reserve grader. By the end of the year, he was outstanding. Totola went to a new level. Like, a lot of players, Keon went to a new level. So I think that I agree with you in regards when you look at that roster and go, wow, if they lose a player here or there, it might be tough. But they have shown they can develop players. So it may be a matter of like, okay, maybe next year they might be a bit shallow, but maybe the year after that, when they've had in a whole year with those players, they've developed them into what they need to be. Because, again, how often do we ever see players play better under the coach after Wayne Bennett? Literally never. This is the first time. This is the first, which is a really good sign of development.
Yeah, and you know, just another little shout out to Jason Demetrio. Wayne Bennett left this club, started a new franchise, had a heap of money to throw at people. He's managed to sign one of these bunnies, Mark Nichols.
Yeah.
He's got Cody Nikorima as well, but Nikorima wasn't there when Wayne Bennett was there. So, I mean, you look at when Wayne Bennett left the Dragons and went to Newcastle, Bo Scott, Jeremy Smith, Alex McKinnon, Darius Boyd. Like, the list goes on of guys that followed him up there. For him to be only to be able to pull one, Mark Nichols, away from this squad, I think that says a lot about what Jason's doing there.
Yeah. This could have been a real fucking tough year and a tough period for the Rabbitohs. And you're right. I think that their main focus should probably be the second. I think that the 1-17, obviously, you know, you need to focus on them. But they're kind of almost proven now. It's that depth that Timmy brought up that probably going to need to be their focus of like, okay, how do you win premiership winning teams? Let's go look at the best. Penrith Panthers, their depth is absolutely off the charts. Let's try to get to that. Mm. So great year for the Rabbitohs. Really, really exciting stuff as well. You know, now they've got what? Campbell Graham's Australian player. Cam Murray. Damien Cook has played for Australia. Latrell Mitchell has played for Australia. Jai Arrow's played for Australia.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Was he in that squad? He was, wasn't he? Or
I don't think he was, no.
Wow.
So that's exciting. Got quite a few Australian players, rep players.
Yeah, well, Gyro's never represented the Kangaroos.
Really? Okay, that's interesting. So, yeah, really exciting. And also, you got to remember, in their finals footy, and they were without Tom Burgess, like their main man. Like, imagine, like, I still think Penrith, you know, do what they do, but imagine them without Fisher Harris. Mm. Be a bit. Fair bit different.
And Tom Burgess was massive. Tola was great as well, but I still think I had Tom as the real alpha in that side.
I think there's a changing of the guard year, for sure.
Which is great, because when you get him back next year, you got both all of a sudden.
Yep. So, really good year for the Rabbitohs. Well done. Exciting times for the Rabbitohs fans.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.